2 Timothy chapter 2. You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that you've heard from me among many witnesses, commit to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. Therefore, endure hardship like a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No soldier entangles himself with the affairs of this life so that he'll please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. And if a man also strives for masteries, yet he's not crowned unless he strives legally. The farmer that labors must be first partaker of the fruits. Consider what I say, and the Lord give you understanding in all things. Remember that Jesus Christ of the descendants of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel, in which I suffer trouble like a criminal, even as far as shackles, but the word of God is not shackled. Therefore I endure all things for the elect's sakes, so that they'll also obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. It is a faithful saying, for if we're dead with him, we'll also live with him. If we suffer, we'll also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. If we don't believe, yet he remains faithful. He can't deny himself. Remind them about these things, charging them before the Lord not to strive about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. Study to show yourself approved to God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase to more ungodliness. And their word will eat like a canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection has already happened, and overthrow the faith of some. Anyway, the foundation of God stands sure, having this seal, the Lord knows those who are his. And let everyone that names the name of Christ depart from sin. But in a great house there are not only containers of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of clay, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purges himself from these, he'll be a container to honor, made holy and ready for the master's use, and prepared for every good work. Flee also youthful lusts, but follow righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart. But foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they cause strife. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle to all men, apt to teach, patient, in meekness instructing those who oppose themselves, if God will perhaps give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. And so they'll recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him whenever he wants.